KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's mostly cloudy and 65 degrees. We look for scattered showers and maybe a few embedded thunderstorms today, high around 75. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. In Western Iowa news, Red Oak police Thursday afternoon arrested 41-year-old Jill Renee Coddington of Red Oak. She was taken into custody in the 300 block of East Washington Avenue for criminal mischief in the fifth degree. Authorities said Coddington broke a window on a vehicle that was not hers with the intent to destroy the property. She was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. A man from Minnesota was hospitalized Wednesday night following a pursuit that ended in a crash. Authorities say around 9:24 p.m., a Page County deputy initiated a traffic stop on a Toyota Highlander at Highway 71 and Upland Avenue, or about 3 miles north of Clarinda. During the traffic stop, a deputy had obtained information from the driver and returned to the patrol vehicle for paperwork. A records check indicated the license plate on the vehicle had been stolen. During the initial investigation, the SUV took off from the traffic stop. The pursuit went north on Highway 71. At the intersection with Highway 34, the SUV turned east. An Adams County deputy joined in the pursuit, and the pursuit continued into Adams County on Highway 34. Near Corning, the vehicle turned around and headed west on 34. At the intersection with Ginkgo Road, the vehicle turned south and headed toward Brooks. Near the town of Brooks, the suspect vehicle failed to negotiate curves in the road and wrecked. The driver and only occupant of the vehicle, 39-year-old Leroy Takei Bradley of Minneapolis, Minnesota, was detained for questioning and medical attention. He was transported to the Adams County Hospital by Corning Fire and Rescue and then transferred to Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha for treatment of undisclosed injuries. Page County charges on Bradley are pending at this time for speeding, felony eluding, and possession of stolen property. Other charges on Bradley are possible as the case remains under investigation. Page County deputies were assisted during the pursuit, as mentioned by the Adams County Sheriff's Office and Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. Corning Fire and Rescue and the Iowa State Patrol is also assisted in handling that incident. The Mills County Sheriff's officials say a distracted driver caused an accident in a construction zone Wednesday evening that resulted in a woman being transported to the hospital. Authorities say 48-year-old Maria Harger of Shenandoah was legally stopped at a stop sign for a construction zone on Highway 34. An eastbound 2011 Chevy driven by Kyle O'Banion of Glenwood collided with the rear of Harger's 2015 Chevy at around 6:45 p.m. O'Banion told authorities he was distracted by children in the backseat of his vehicle. His vehicle failed to slow down for the construction zone despite several warning signs. He saw Harger's vehicle at the last second and tried to swerve into the left lane to avoid a collision. But his vehicle clipped the left rear of her car following the collision. O'Banion's Chevy continued into the westbound lane and came to rest in the north ditch. Harger was transported by Malvern Rescue to the hospital. O'Banion was cited for driving while suspended and failure to maintain a reasonable and proper speed. An investigation into suspicious activity at around 12:06 a.m. Thursday, just east of Avoca city limits, resulted in an arrest. The Pott County Sheriff's Office says a deputy noticed a pickup truck parked in the drive lane of the Avoca pool and park after hours. After making contact with two individuals, 18-year-old Matthew Sylvain of Avoca was arrested for carrying a weapon or weapons in a weapons-free zone. Sylvain was brought to the Pott County Jail and held on a $2,000 bond. And just after 11 p.m. Wednesday, 31-year-old Sean Allen McMahon was arrested following a traffic stop on Interstate 80 in Council Bluffs. A deputy on patrol saw an approaching 2018 Chevy Silverado on Highway 6. The driver flashed the bright lights at the deputy multiple times. After the deputy turned around and followed the pickup onto I-80 westbound, he stopped the vehicle and upon further investigation, arrested McMahon for OWI first offense. Two people were arrested Wednesday in Glenwood. The police department said yesterday 34-year-old Robin Sammons of Glenwood was taken into custody on a Mills County warrant, the bond for which was $300. And 63-year-old Rochelle Turner of Glenwood was arrested for domestic abuse assault. Turner has since posted a $1,000 cash or surety bond. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, a Sioux City man has pleaded guilty to robbing a bank in northwest Iowa. Records say 33-year-old Philip White entered the plea Thursday in U.S. District Court in Sioux City. Prosecutors say White robbed the Iowa State Bank in Lamar's on December 12th and was driven away in a U-Haul van by Karen Merrick, also of Sioux City. Officers managed to flatten the van's tires and arrest the pair. Merrick's trial is set to begin August the 5th in Sioux City. Well, the Mississippi River is dropping below flood stage along many of Iowa's riverfront cities and after nearly 3 months of record highs caused by melting snow and torrential rain. The National Weather Service says the river dropped below the flood stage in Guttenberg early Tuesday and was more than half a foot under flood stage Thursday morning at 1 Dubuque gauge. The Weather Service said the river has been above flood stage in Dubuque for a record 85 days, breaking the old mark of 34 days set in 2011. The river remains around 2.5 feet above flood stage at Davenport, where the flood water surged into after the downtown area after the barrier failed on April 30th. Meanwhile, Missouri River levels have also dropped, but they are expected to remain high for much of the summer. In our funeral announcements, Evelyn Rader, age 86, of Fontenelle, died April 24th in Carroll. A celebration of life for Evelyn Rader will be this morning at 10 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Bill Giray, age 79, of Atlantic, died Monday at Methodist Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Bill Giray will be today at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Luann Gipple, age 59, of Atlantic, died Monday at Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha. A celebration of life for Luann Gipple will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Patricia Cunningham Dreger, age 93, who's formerly of Greenfield, died May 31st in California. Funeral services for Patricia Cunningham Dreger will be today at 1 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Cheryl Campbell, age 77, of Irwin, died June 6th at Council Bluffs. A visitation for Cheryl Campbell will be tomorrow from 9 until 11 a.m. at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Eugene Pat Thompson, age 97, of Greenfield, died January 12th. Graveside services with full military graveside rites for Pat Thompson will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Rennie Watson, age 63, of Atlantic, died Monday at CCMH. A celebration of life service for Rennie Watson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Mark O.B. Wilds, age 63, of Shelby, died Monday. A memorial service for Mark O.B. Wilds will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Shelby. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home has the arrangements. Albert Leon Daggett, Sr., age 69, of Linden, died June 1st in Des Moines. Graveside services for Leon Daggett, Sr. will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the West Lynn Cemetery in rural Linden. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Richard Dalby, age 89, of Elkhorn, died June 7th at the Salem Lutheran Home. Memorial services for Richard Dalby will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Kenneth Bowl, age 76, of Manila, died Thursday at Amelia House in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Kenneth Bowl will be held Monday at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home of Manila has arrangements. Rylan Erb, the 2-year-old son of Rhonda Erb of Greenfield, died Monday at Blank Children's Hospital in Omaha, in Des Moines. Funeral services for Rylan Erb will be Monday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Francis Jensen, age 87, formerly of Shelby, died Thursday at Avoca Specialty Care. Services for Francis Jensen are pending at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Gary Sheridan, age 78, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Montgomery County Hospital. Services for Gary Sheridan are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Dale Haynes, age 70, who is formerly of Oakland, died Wednesday in Plattsmouth, Nebraska. Funeral services for Dale Haynes are pending at Reek and Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. And Thomas Ludwig, age 72, of Harlan, died Wednesday at CCMH. Services for Thomas Ludwig are pending at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.